Okay, if you could repeat that. Well, who did you have stand up for you?
Lucille. And then our best man was Joel. They have the lumber yard.
Oh, okay.
In fact, his brother still living is my brother-in-law. Because Sam was married to my husband's sister.
Mm-hmm. Pretty tight knit around here. Huh?
Yes.
Like you said.
Even I have to stop and think about it.
Got to keep a scorecard. Huh? And you said her function was maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Maid of honor, and he was our best man.
Okay. Did you just have the two of them?
The two of them.
Well, sometimes people have a bunch of people stand. Okay. Let me ask you about your house as you were growing up. What was that like? What kind of rooms were in it? And tell me about the
structure. It's still the same house.
Yeah.
I lived in that house until the day I got married.
Really?
I was born, raised, lived there, dated, and like I say, it's up here on First Street, and I lived there till the day I got married, and that's the day I moved out of there.
What kind of, that is amazing. And you weren't very young when you got married, were you?
I was 30.
You were 30, mm-hmm. So wow, that's great.
And he was 43.
Really? All right. What were the main rooms in that house?
Well, we had three bedrooms. Two living rooms, a big dining room, great big kitchen that my mother had done wonderful cooking in.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband built a great big beautiful barbecue out in the back for my dad.
Oh, nice.
And then the big empty lot on the side we had, which nothing was there.
Didn't do much with it. You said you had two living rooms? Did you call them both living rooms, or did you have a...
Well, it was just one big living room, you know. It just actually was one.
Is that where you did most of your activities?
We watched TV in there, or if the men came and played cards, we played cards in there.
Okay. Okay.
And my dad and my brother both used to play the saxophone, so
really?
A lot of times we'd sit there and have our little sessions in there, you know.
What, were other people in your family musical at all?
My sister played the organ.
Okay. Did you have one at home then, an organ?
Yeah.
Good. Was there a fireplace in your house?
No, not in that house.
Is that something they have around Trinidad much, fireplaces, or?
Well, a lot of people are putting them in now because the gas is so high.
Yeah.
Now, in my home now, my husband built a fireplace. And it takes up the whole wall. It's all beautiful rock.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Does it have a place where you can set things on top?
Yeah, we have the hearth and the mantle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the hearth?
The
I hear that term, but I'm not exactly sure what it is.
The hearth is the bottom part here, like if you wanted to stack the wood.
Uh-huh.
And the mantle is the top part where you put the clock.
Okay.
I have an old school bell and
yeah.
A lot of kind of antiques that I brought home from the store.
That sounds nice. Is there a place to set the wood on in there? Then?
Oh, yes.
What's that called?
That's the hearth, the mantle.
Okay, that's called, okay. And it has a chimney that goes out?
Yeah, we put a heater, an insert in.
Okay.
And it has the heatilator, which you turn on the little fans. And it blows.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is the outside of the chimney made out of brick or stone? Or?
It's like plaster.
Okay, all right, I've seen those. Is there a way to get stuff